item 17 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, providing an informational verbal update on a draft vendor permit agreement with ABC Estabrook Inc. for the operation of a beer garden in Scout Lake Park. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Please.
Chairman, Supervisors, again, Laura Schlesser from the Parks Department. Back in October of 2013, we issued a broad food and beverage request for proposal. One of the proposals that we had received was from a current vendor of ours, ABC Estabrook, and Mr. Hans Weisgerber, who operates our beer garden out of Estabrook. He had proposed doing a similar venture at Scout Lake Park, which is located off of Loomis, down on the southwest corner of the county. So far, we've entered into just some basic discussions in regards to what the proposal entails, looking at maybe a 10-year agreement. We've had a really good partnership with ABC Estabrook, with the Estabrook site, taking into consideration the public access to the building is incredibly important, maintaining access to the restrooms, to the rental space in and of itself. Mr. Weisgerber is also very interested in expanding recreational opportunities in Scout Lake, including potentially renting ice skates and maybe bringing some boats, rowboat-type activities out to the lake itself. So, in regards to the terms of the agreement that we're looking at now, very similar to the structure that we have at Estabrook, including a 20% gross revenue on all alcoholic beverages and 10% of gross revenue on food and non-alcoholic beverages. So the terms itself would be very similar to Estabrook.
Further comments? Supervisor Borkowski.
I'll defer to
Staskunas.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've been contacted by a couple of adjacent residents to Scout Lake, and they had some concerns, and I guess I wanted to run those by you. I'd say the primary concern that I've heard has been safety of having, more people at Scout Lake, and then also the alcohol aspect of it as well. What's been the experience at the Estabrook Park Beer Garden in terms of safety? I mean, have there been more incidents because of the beer garden or less or about the same? Or can you speak to the experience from Estabrook Park?
Chairman, Supervisor, personally, I'm unaware of any incidents directly related to the beer garden at Estabrook in regards to incidents that law enforcement has had to respond to. When we look at the park as a whole, what we have noticed, I guess, in a general sense is that severity of vandalism and property damage has gone down. We do believe that a busy park is a safe park. You know, you have a lot of activity in a park and a lot of eyes. We have a tendency to see a decrease in the severity of vandalism and property damage. And we've seen that some with Estabrook, so I would imagine it would be similar to Scout Lake.
So your thought is that adding more people into the park makes it safer because there's more people to watch each other?
Chairman, Supervisors, that's correct. I'll give you another example. For instance, when we had Urban Ecology Center move into Washington Park, what we saw was calls for service and crime went down about 55% in their first year alone of being in the park and providing active programming.
Supervisor Johnson.
Estabrook Park, where the beer garden is, directly to the east, is Whitefish Bay. You have 9 wards of Whitefish Bay, and I have 3 wards of Whitefish Bay. In my wards, people will come into the park and will use the park and use the beer garden, and as Ms. Lester indicated, there just haven't been a lot of incidents. So, from the south, more people from the east come because it's again adjacent to the park is adjacent and the beer garden is basically where right next to where they are.
Both Shorewood and Whitefish Bay.
Pardon me?
Both Shorewood and
Whitefish Bay. Yes, and Whitefish Bay. So there's a lot of activity. People come in, they enjoy the park, and there just haven't been a lot of incidents from what I know. So I have no idea what's happening. Is it great scalping? I don't know what's happening.
Just scalping.
I have no idea where that is and how that.
Ms. O'Brien, I'll have you up here very shortly. I have your card before me. Thank you.
What happens down there, I just have no idea. But as far as us for park is concerned, it's a good site regarding the environment, the residential areas that are adjacent, including
Supervisor Borkowski, then Supervisor Haas.
I got a few more. Okay, is that okay, Mr.?
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Another concern has been the alcohol part of it, and I guess if you can just speak to that a little bit. I guess number one, I mean, is there any alcohol that's allowed in Scout Lake Park right now? And what, I mean, is there going to be hard liquor involved at the beer garden, or what? How will that be handled?
Chairman, supervisors, as with all of our picnic rental sites, you have to have a permit in order to have alcohol at a personal picnic. Scout Lake and how it would be operated does not have hard liquor. They will be able to serve beer and wine only. We have defined a footprint that would be considered the premises that would be under this agreement, and the alcohol would be limited to that footprint.
And then just one more, and then I'll let other people jump in. Do you have do you have any counts or numbers as to the number of people that use our particular county parks? I guess I'd be curious to know, I mean, is Scout Lake Park, is that an overused, underused? Is it, you know, what are the counts of people that come to Scout Lake Park? Is there any idea on that?
Chairman, supervisors, I don't have a definitive count daily. We do get a lot of passive recreation use at Scout Lake. With fishing, we've got people who are walking, using the trails, et cetera. But I couldn't give you an accurate count.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to understand the rationale of this site. Let me just personally say that I think it's a terrible location for a beer garden, and I'll tell you why. It's adjacent to a very busy road. Loomis Road is like a racetrack, if you will. Right across the street is a Catholic grade school that is accessible via a bridge from their location to the park. I'd like to understand the rationale and how you selected Scout Lake.
Chairman, supervisors, we did not choose Scout Lake. The vendor proposed a location at Scout Lake, so I can't speak for the vendor. I know that it does fit in with his desire to keep a traditional beer garden feel in the environment, incorporate it into the natural setting, usually water, tree cover, and that definitely does fit the Esterbrook site environmentally like Scout Lake. It's very similar.
Please.
Is the vendor here, perchance?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to hear from the vendor.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, a representative of the vendor of Hans is here. Hans is out of town and unavailable.
Would you introduce yourself, please?
Mr. Chairman, board, my name is John Clendenning. I'm office manager and controller for ABC Esterbrook.
Go ahead.
So the rationale for this site, for this park?
Well, Mr. Weisgerber, he's frequented many beer gardens in Germany. He's looked at other parks in Milwaukee. He's looked at all of them, and this fits his model. Actually, he emulates it right after a specific Munich beer garden. I mean, he's got pictures of it. I can show you what he wants, his vision is to look, you know, replicate that one. As far as the church parking, I mean, we might even work with the church to use some of the parking, because the parking at Scout Lake is very minimal at this point. Do some kind of partnership with them.
Mr. Chairman, I still have a problem with this location. It's my understanding also that there are some youth activities that are generated out of that pavilion, which would seem to make that a conflict, the beer garden and the youth activities. It's not a large park. I have a problem with the location. I mean, Mr. Weisgerber has his standards which is fine, but I disagree. And there hasn't been anything that has been stated today that has made me want to change my mind.
One of the reasons that this was brought to us as an action item to agenda setting, and I chose to schedule it as an informational item because it was my feeling, given my own experience in my district with similar kinds of ideas, that the public needs to have a chance to have some input into this and to act on this without a great deal of public vetting would be an error on our part. So let the dialogue begin, I guess. Supervisor Haas, you have additional comments or questions?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. No questions for you. Thank you very much for coming today.
Yep.
For the Parks Department, I'd like to ask how I understand that you issued the RFP for food and beverage service. Was it a food and beverage RFP, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, that's correct. It was a general RFP for food and beverage services.
Okay. And how was this proposal made known?
Chairman, the RFP itself?
Yes.
Chairman, Supervisor, we have an extensive email contact list of vendors who we have either worked with in the past or who have expressed interest in working with us. We also publish the RFP opportunity on the website as well as a posting in the Daily Reporter.
Okay. Now, I used to be a newspaper guy before I got here, and it's kind of strange. I was a newspaper guy, but I'd never heard of the Daily Reporter before I got here. No offense to the Daily Reporter, a fine rag that it is, and Steve knows what I'm talking about. On the county website, where on the county website, Mr. Chairman, I occasionally look at the county website, and I didn't see it right there on the front page. It says, bring your beer gardens here, or anything like that. So, again, email and on the county website?
Correct.
Okay. And the Daily Reporter?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'm starting to become a little concerned that these RFPs are not getting a broader distribution. Email. Mr. Chairman, was this on the Parks Department website then that this was posted?
I can't respond to that. Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it is advertised and posted on the Parks Department website, where we do have a post that says, doing business with the Parks Department. The Daily Reporter is the official newspaper for advertising for Milwaukee County, and every governmental entity has to have that. So any RFP that Milwaukee County puts out, be it construction, food and beverage, anything, nuts and bolts, goes on to that, and vendors and people in the business community know that if they want to see that. I, like you, didn't know of the Daily Reporter until I became working for Milwaukee County Parks, but that is where it officially is, and the business community does understand that.
Okay. Interesting. Thanks for that response. We're going to be considering a beer garden at Humboldt Park in the very near future. My understanding is that not many people actually heard about it or saw that notice. Putting it out there. Because this would be the first urban beer garden, we're having a public meeting on February 10th. Parks Department is aware of that, and I definitely look forward to seeing y'all there. I'm going to be teaming up with Alderman Tony Zielinski, who, as the City of Milwaukee's chairman of the licensing committee, would need to approve their license, and he'll help me deal with the crowd. We could have quite a response. A lot of people are looking forward to it. A lot of people have had questions about it.
Thank you. Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to add a little bit of information, to the conversation here. Since we were sitting here, I was able to bring up procurement information right away. You just go to the Milwaukee County website. Across the top of the web page, there's a link that says Do Business. You click on that, and then all the procurement links are before you to see any bids that are quotes, RFPs that are open, and those that have closed and the results of them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Supervisor Rainey.
And Mr. King, just to follow up on some of the concerns that Jason has with the issuing of your RFPs, does the Park Department have any intentions on casting the net any further with announcing, you know, your RFPs, adding them to different publications throughout the city of Milwaukee? Or are you guys, do you think you do a good job with just posting it on the net and the Daily Reporter?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I think we do a good job. I mean, our email blast that we have is very comprehensive. We have hundreds and hundreds of businesses, depending on what they are, where they are, and all that. And so I think we do a very good coverage. I think the Daily Reporter gets it. It does get it out there. I think word of mouth through other different vendors and that. And so, you know, we've got a lot of people that inquired.
What about emerging businesses, businesses that may not be included in that list of emails? How are they notified about these opportunities?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, emerging business people need to be, you know, on the lookout, I guess. You know, we have the links, as Supervisor Alexander said. We do put them out there. People, we get unsolicited types of business offers all the time. Hey, I got an idea. We'll sit down with people. We'll discuss it. If it seems to be a fruitful relationship between us and a possible vendor, we'll explore it even further, and we've brought them forward. That's where the Esterbrook Beer Garden first came from. Was an idea from an unsolicited. So we actually did put an RFP out there. We did have have the same concerns that Supervisor Borkowski had, a lot of people had. Is this the right place? Is this the right thing to do? Is this going to be successful? That's where we entered into a one-year agreement with ABC Esterbrook, just to put it out there, because we had, you know, people had fears. Okay, all the drunken idiots are going to be at the park. All this is going to happen. We're going to have people crashing. We're going to have. We had those concerns. We wanted to make sure that the county did not get itself into a position where we couldn't back out of it. So we did go into the one-year vendor agreement, and we have taken a look at it. As the chairman said, the city administrator for Shorewood is just amazed at what we've done in the past 5-6 years in Esterbrook Park. Esterbrook Park at one time was really not a place you wanted to go to. And so now with the addition of the dog park, the beer garden, the frisbee golf, the improvements that we've done, it's a huge popular park. It's a busy park. It is a safe park, because when there's a lot of eyeballs, the people that want to do dumb things really don't want to be seen. And so, Supervisor, I'd love to get your input on concerns. Supervisor Staskunas, or any one of you, if you have constituents that are expressing any concerns, that's where we're at this point in time. We want to address those concerns, because we want to be a good neighbor, we want to be responsible, and we want everybody to enjoy themselves. I think Esterbrook has been a great success. I think it's a family-friendly environment. I think, Supervisor Haas said, the Parks Department will be hosting a meeting at Humboldt to let the public give their input on that one. And we would love to hear any concerns that anybody may have for Scout Lake. And so,
yes, and we're getting there. If there are no further questions by committee members,
I'd like to question.
First,
understand that, Mr. Keegan. Understand that this particular location was identified by, you know, the ABC operator, the Esterbrook. Have you guys put together or identified prospective parks other than this location that you would like to implement the beer garden?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, when we put together the Parks Amenities Matching Fund last year, the Parks Department was directed to put out an RFP to try to secure two additional beer gardens, one in the southwest corner and one in the northeast corner, specifically down at Brown Deer Park and at Whitnall. We put those out there. We showed the facilities. 6-7 different groups came, took a look at them. We got no one to bite. So this time we did it. We put it out there. We left it open-ended. As Laura said, the vendors went around, took a look at things, worked with our staff, looked at the facilities, looked at the amenities, looked at the demographics, traffic counts, whatever they needed to do to put in the, to put together their business plan, and they submitted their ideas to us. That's where this came from. Hans Stein, I'd like to go to Scout Lake, came in, did a business presentation, and that's where we're at now, is, you know, negotiating what kind of terms and where we would go.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This reflects some of the similarly to the lines of questioning I've had. Actually, for your information, for the Parks Department's information, I'm hearing a lot of the identical concerns that Mr. Keegan just stated, perhaps amplified because Humboldt Park is in, it's in the heart of Bayview. It's surrounded by Oklahoma and Howell Avenues. My opinion, my personal opinion, is that it will be, I think, a very good addition to Humboldt Park. But as a representative of the people, I also need to voice their concerns and be cognizant of what they're concerned about and bring it to your attention. And my attention is my own attention? Yeah, anyway. Yes. The Humboldt, the bid for Humboldt Park, is my understanding, Mr. Chairman, that that solely came from one party? I'd like to know if that could be confirmed.
Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes, it was one party that went for Humboldt, one party that went for Scout Lake.
Okay. And so these, apparently these parties were able to either use the email notification or the county website, or they look at the Daily Reporter. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Ms. Schlesher, did you have additional comments? You didn't.
No, sir, thanks.
That's a good segue. And Sonia O'Brien, would you please come up and thank you for your patience? You've been sitting there for some time. You live at 5880 Lakeview Drive.
In Greendale.
And you are here registered and speaking against the proposal.
Against the proposal. And I think I reflect a lot of the citizens in Greendale. The Scout Lake... One thing I want to say is I want to read my speech because I'm not really fluent in front of people, and I'd like to submit my speech for your view later on. But Scout Lake is different than Humboldt Park because Scout Lake, what it is a woods. It doesn't have the green space that Humboldt Park does. And here I'll read my speech here. In reference to the potential beer garden in Scout Lake, I'd like to present three reasons why Scout Lake would not be be inappropriate for a beer garden, and provide a couple of suggestions for more suitable locations. One concern is the size of the park. Scout Lake Park is a very unique place. It is a small park enclave that consists of a pond-sized lake surrounded by trees. There is a wooded path that goes around the small lake and a network of narrow paths through the woods that lead to residential neighborhoods. There's a warming house designed for ice skaters in the winter and indoor celebrations in the winter months, in the warmer months. There's a parking lot, a playground, and a few green spaces that are so tiny that the park only has a couple of picnic tables. I walk the path at Scout Lake about four times a week in the spring, summer, and fall. The paths are heavily used by children, families, individuals, particularly women, and the elderly. Many people exercise by walking or jogging on the forested paths around the lake. Families fish in the lake, where children run from one spot to another, fishing in various openings along the wooded edge of the lake. The length of the path around the lake and in front of the warming house is only a half mile. So a two-mile circuit requires a person to pass the warming house four times. The size of Scout Lake Park is small and not even close to the size of Estabrook, where there's currently a beer garden. It's so small that the footprint of Scout Lake compared to Estabrook is like a postage stamp to an envelope. The beer garden at Scout Lake would dominate the park of this size and severely limit its use, primarily because all Scout Lake is a woods with It's not like Humboldt Park. It's not an open area. And that goes into the safety. The only place for a beer garden in Scout Lake is at the warming house, placing people drinking outside right next to the walking path or on both sides of the walking path. When I walk, I would have to pass through or go, I would have to pass or go through the drinkers, the people drinking, four times, and then go through the woods on the side and in back of the beer garden to take the hidden trails home. I currently feel safe walking around the lake and taking the forested trail to and from my home at Scout Lake. That will change if we have people sitting around drinking while watching the park visitors use the path. I would even consider obtaining a concealed carry permit for my own safety, and this is the reason why. The path that the beer garden will be on is the primary path, is the only path that goes around the lake. And that path goes through either right where the tables are or even through the tables. There's no other place for a beer garden. It's right on that path where people are walking, kids are playing. I'm concerned that a beer garden at Scout Lake would be an attractive environment for robberies and sexual assaults. It would provide a perfect location for potential criminals and stalkers to frequent the beer garden to find easy targets. They could often watch the daily pattern of women and children fishing or walking and jogging past them by simply drinking outside at the beer garden. The woods in Scout Lake allows for somebody to easily hide or follow a person or child into the woods along the paths. It would be simple for a stalker to catch a person off guard, pull them off the path, and attack or assault them in the cover of the woods and out of view of others. It would be difficult to hear and respond a call for help within the woods. Walking the lake trail and wooded paths would be no longer safe. To repeat, this is not like a regular park. There is very tiny, tiny open areas, which just tiny. It's all woods. Also, drinkers will be curious and follow the paths through the woods, which will take them to neighborhoods next to backyards where kids would be playing. Would you feel comfortable having your wife, daughter, or teenager walk alone in the wooded paths of Scout Lake if there were a beer garden on the path? What parent is going to feel safe walking or fishing with their kids within sight of people drinking and partying outside? Additionally, there will be safety issues with children walking the bridge across Loomis Road. Year-round, the elementary children at St. Alphonsus and Canterbury schools use a walking bridge to go between their home and school. That bridge exits within view of the beer garden into the parking lot of Scout Lake, where people under the influence would be driving. That exits right into that parking lot. Patrolling the area effectively would be challenging, if not impossible. Police would have to patrol the wooded paths around the beer garden on foot many times throughout the day. The paths are hidden and cannot be seen from the road, so law enforcement wouldn't be able to just drive by and do watch patrol from their car, as they can in other beer gardens. Taxpayers may have to purchase police call buttons like they use on college campuses and install them throughout the narrow network of paths for the protection of the citizens, because one cannot quickly run to safety on the narrow paths in the woods. Basically, Scout Lake is a woods. I hope that you can see it would be nearly impossible to keep the area safe, and it would be very costly to try. My third concern is noise and litter. The park is a quiet neighborhood woodland with hidden forested trails. It is small enough that the sounds of people drinking, eating, partying, and the possible music outside in the beer garden will permeate through the entire park. The noise will disrupt the peaceful feeling and interfere with birds and wildlife that are plentiful in the park. The area will become littered with bottles, plastic cups, utensils, paper products scattered into the lake and the woods by careless people in windy days. It's much more difficult to pick up litter from a wooded area than it is from an open green spaces. Cleanup costs and environmental costs to the animal habitat would be high. Now, I have other suggestions for the beer garden, which has been presented, which would be Whitnall Park and Grant Park. If you need another beer garden, those parks are much more like Esterbrook Park. There, people can go around and not be a part of the beer garden in Whitnall Park and Grant Park because they're larger. They have green spaces. They have it's like a normal park. Whitnall Scout Lake is not a normal park. It is a woods.
Thank you much for. Are you concluded?
Thank
you very much for your comments. If you would see to it that our clerk gets that, we'll have it copied and distributed to committee members.
Good.
So that they have their own copy and can review that at their leisure. Are there others who want to be heard on this? Any further questions from committee members? I wanted to bring to your...
I do have a question.
Yeah, Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you for your testimony. I must admit, it was kind of terrifying to hear. Do you believe that the culture that is cultivated from beer gardens, do you believe your concerns could exist at any beer garden or just Scout's Bluff?
No, I'm not opposed to I'll finish my sorry. Okay, I'm not opposed to beer gardens and parks.
Okay.
But there are so many reasons why Scout Lake is not an appropriate location for this type of high traffic use. If you need revenue from a beer garden, Whitnall Park or Grand Park would be much more suitable options. The size of these parks are similar to Esterbrook, where the beer garden would not encroach on families and others who want to use a park. They have large green spaces where families can gather away from the beer garden. Both Whitnall and Grand Parks have a clubhouse, and it seems to me that these areas could easily be transformed into beautiful beer gardens. The view from the beer garden in Whitnall would overlook a much larger lake. With spacious views, police could easily monitor the area without getting out of their cars. For more than 60 years, Scout Lake has been a hidden gem. It provides a small but beautiful respite from the hustle and bustle of city life. It allows surrounding neighborhoods to easily enjoy a bit of quiet nature. The character of the park would be sadly obliterated by the number of people in the beer garden would attract. Please don't turn this unique park into a single-use park for adults, where private enterprise would be benefiting at the expense of taxpayers. This is not a trivial matter. I urge you to please give consideration to all my comments and concerns before making this decision on the proposed project. So I'm not. To answer you, I'm not opposed to beer gardens.
Indeed, I appreciate your concerns and they greatly influenced me. I don't know if I will ever vote for a beer garden again. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
There is a matter here that, Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Keegan, would you please explain a beer garden and has anything ever happened like that ever, an experience with our beer gardens, and how long have we been implementing beer gardens at our parks? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, Esterbrook is going into its third year. I've heard of no incidents at all there. Like I said before, they're very family-friendly environment. I've gone to Esterbrook a couple times, watched the crowds, watched the interaction in that. They're very responsible people, a lot of people on their bikes and that. And I'm glad to hear her concerns. I'm glad to hear Supervisor Borkowski's concerns because it is our responsibility to make sure that we're addressing those concerns. I've been working with the village of Greenfield and Greendale down there, talking with their city administrators to make sure if they're hearing anything, I want to hear. We want to hear. We're open to that, to suggestions and comments and that. We have a process. We put it out there. Somebody submitted it. We need to work through our process. We had a process where we located our dog parks. We didn't want to have user conflicts. We don't want to create that. So we have, you know, some work to do, but we want to make sure that everyone feels satisfied, feels very vetted, and feels safe. We don't want to put anybody at risk. That's not our business. Our business is here to provide safe environments for everyone.
Supervisors, can I talk to that? This is not like Esterbrook Park. It's not like Whitnall Park. It's not like Grant Park. The beer garden would be right on the path, if not on both sides of the path. The only path that walks around the lake, the path that people jog and kids fish, there in Scout Lake, it's wooded all the way around the lake, and kids are going into the openings of the woods and fishing off there, and then they're running to another opening and another opening, and families are, you know, going from one opening to another, and kids are walking ahead of them. The beer garden will be right on that path. We'll be right on that main path. It will encompass the whole park, because all the park is a lake and woods. That's basically all it is.
Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the beer garden at Hoyt Park is somewhat similar to that, where the bike trail does transverse the beer garden. There are people on both sides of it. We do have children, different things like that. So, you know, I would love to sit down and talk with you and one-on-one, you know, with our details and that as we move forward.
Okay. I appreciate
good.
Appreciate
thank you much for your comments.
Listening.
I would add one more log to the fire and call to the committee's attention the original January 14th report from Parks, which indicates the beer garden will operate from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and will not serve alcohol after 9 p.m. In addition, and here's the part that seems to escape notice, they will market and rent the pavilion as a banquet facility hosting private events that may be open until 12 a.m. Now, what differentiates this from Esterbrook or any other is that we're tossing in the use of a pavilion for private enterprise to operate from. I see no revenues that are coming from that aspect of it other than food and beverage sales. And if my experience is any indication, the supervisors who represent this area would be hearing about the activities that they're unaware of that are displaced now by essentially privatizing a public pavilion. This happened at Lake Park with Bartolotta's. We had old-timers who would gather and play cards in the basement facility. They were, the proposal was eventually to take over that whole pavilion on the part of Bartolotta. He had plans on the table to do that we rejected and instead put in place a community room to maintain some public portion of what was an entirely public facility. So I think this question for those who represent this area is going to be one that you'll ultimately be dealing with once the understanding of the intention here is circulated well in the community. And again, if my experience is any guide, people are going to be distressed by being displaced from what they viewed as a public facility. And, you know, this one-sentence wrap on turning it over to private management for private parties and facilities, I think, bears additional scrutiny. And that's, again, why I scheduled this as an informational hearing rather than just acting on this and having it over and done with. So I would encourage you, Ms. O'Brien, and your neighbors to, you know, make sure everyone's informed about this before you suddenly find something that, you know, obviously you are one of the leaders in that community. You've taken the time to come here today. But I think there's much more under the surface here that's likely to surface once this gains broader circulation.
Yeah, people are working, and it's hard for them to come here.
Sure. Well, this is informational, and Parks will be happy to work with you further to do whatever can be done to ameliorate your concerns or to accommodate another site, perhaps. I was also disturbed to hear that this was a vendor-selected site, for what that's worth. Thank you for your comments. Item number 18, Mr. Russert, I believe, is here.